Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bechorot Daf Memchet Amud Bet. About to take a look at the fourth Mishnah in this, the eighth Perek. And this should sound very familiar from both the first Perek and subsequent Parkim when we dealt with similar issues that we've already started in the previous podcast. And that is when there is some confusion as to whether there's a Bechor or if there, we know there is, who it is. Shtei Nashim Shelo Bikru. So we've got two women, a man has two wives, neither one of them had kids. Yaldu Shnei Zecharim. And he shows up and they both had boys, but we don't know which one has which boy. Noten Asara Slaim LaKohen. He has to pay the Kohen 10 Slaim, he's got two Bechorot. Meit Echad Mehem Etoch Shloshim Yom. If one of them dies during 30 days, so Im, and he already paid the Kohen. Im the coin echad natan, if he paid one coin, all 10, yachzir lo chamesh slayim, the coin has to pay him back 5, because 5 wasn't really owed. Im the shnei coinim natan, but if he paid two different coinim, 5 each, then ein echolot simi adam, he can't get it, because each one will say, you paid me for the one who lived. Now zachar nekeva, or shnei zacharim unekeva, noten chamesh slayim the coin. If the one wife had a boy, and one had a girl, or he shows up and there's two boys and a girl, but we don't know what in order and who's the mother. Then noten chamesh slayim the coin, because we certainly have one bechor here. We might have two, but we know we have one. Shtei nekevot v'zachar, shtei nezacharim, shtei nekevot. Anytime you put two girls into the mix, so two girls and a boy, two girls and two boys, ein kam the coin klum, the coin has nothing, because he cannot prove that there are any bechorot here. Now, let's change it, and he's got two wives, achat bikra v'achat shelo bikra. One of them has already had children, one of them has not. V'yaldu shnei zecharim, and he shows up in the morning, there's two boys there, we don't know whose is whose. Noten chamesh slayim lakohen, he has to pay 5, because one of them certainly is a bechor. Meit echad mehem etoch shloshim yom, and again, if one of them died before reaching the age of 30 days, ha'av patur, because the kohen would have to prove that the one who lived is the bechor, and he can't do that. Meit ha'av avanim kayamim, and now let's flip it, the father died, and the sons lived a healthy life. So this is something that we saw in the previous Mishnah. Rameir says if they paid before they divided up the estate, then that's a gift, but that gift is counts. But if not, and once they divide the estate, the coin cannot collect from either one of them. Rabbi Yehuda married Chavuna Chasim. No, the property has a lien on it, and as a Zachar Nekeva en la coin klum. If there's a boy and a girl, and one of the mothers already had kids and one didn't, and we don't know which one belongs to whom, the coin is nothing here. Now, shtei nashim shel shtei nashim, we're going to further mix it up, and this is the next Mishnah already. It means that we now have two husbands. This is Mishnah Hey. Shelo bikru. Neither wife ever had a child. There's two husbands here. V'yaldu shnei zecharim. So now, each one has a boy. Zenoten chamesh slayim lekohen, zenoten chamesh slayim lekohen. Each one has to give 5 slayim to the coin because each one had a bechor, even though he doesn't know which one it is. Meit echad mehem etoch shloshim, if one of the kids died during the first 30 days. Now, even the coin echad knew, if the two of them together gave their 10 slayim to one coin, yachzir lechamesh, then the coin has to give them back 5, and then we assume that they'll have to figure out when, then most likely they'll divide it 2.5 each. In the shnei coinim not new, but if on the other hand each one gave to a separate coin, they can't get payment back. Now, of course, in all of these cases, we've noted that they've paid the coin before the 30 days. It's something that we will deal with. Now, zachar keva ha'avot p'turin. If you have two men, two wives, the wives are in the same maternity ward or what have you. And they come in the morning, and there's a boy and a girl. We don't know whose is whose. The father's a patur, because each father could say, mine's the girl. When the boy grows up, he's certainly a bechor. He has to redeem himself. As long as there's two girls in the mix, whether two girls and a boy, two girls and two boys, the kohen gets nothing. The last piece is, so there's two men, two wives. One already had kids, one did not. V'yaldu shnei zecharim, and now there's two boys. Zeh shelo bichra ishto noten chamesh slayim lekohen. So the one who has a wife who never had kids, he has to pay the kohen 5 slayim, because whichever kid is his, is the bechor. Zachar nekevah kam lekohen klum. And again, if there's a boy and a girl, the kohen gets nothing, because go prove that the boy was born to the lo bichra. Alright, those are the mishnayot. Now the question is, my mishnah shnei kohanim? We're picking up in the middle of the mishnah. when you paid two different Kohanim, and now one child died, and you want to go get it back. So how come if it's two Kohanim you can't collect? Because you go to each one, and he'll push you off and say, you paid me for the live one. Kohen echad nami. So even if you paid one Kohen, leza v'gabehai, one father will come to him, v'lidchei, and he'll say, no, your son was the one who lived. V'gabehai v'lidchei. And the other will say, no, your son's the one who lived. And so he'll say to the other one, your son's the one who lived, and he won't have to pay anybody. So the answer is, Amar Shmuel, bibab b'harsha'at. We're talking about a case, and we mentioned this, we invoked this a little bit earlier in the parak, where the two fathers wrote a harsha'at for each other, in which they allowed each other to collect for both of them. And so therefore, the Kohen can't push one off and saying, you know, you're not the right father, because it doesn't matter, I'm collecting for me and the other guy. But the Nahardei, who were the followers of Shmuel, if you will, said, and Shmuel's the one who just said this, halacha baba harsha'ah, they said, we do not write a harsha'ah, an empowerment writ of collection. This is metaltalin, it's money. The answer is, that's only if the guy denies the debt. But if the guy doesn't deny the debt, then katvina. And here, the coin's not denying the debt. He's just trying to play it fast and loose by having each guy play it off against each other. So we close that loophole. Okay, zacharik rain kan lakoin. Klum tana ravuna, shtei zacharim unekeva. Let's say you have this two husbands, two wives, one bikra, one shalo bikra, and you come and you find two males and a female. Ein kan lakoin klum. The coin still gets nothing. Because it could be that there were twins, a female and a male, in that order, born to the one who bikra, and the one shalom bikra had the zachar. But Tana Didan, why didn't he include that case? That case can only work if there's two husbands. But if there's one husband and two wives, it won't work, because if there's two males and a female, he certainly does owe at least five slayim. Therefore, the Tana didn't include it because it can't be paralleled in the first half of the Mishnah. Okay, the next Mishnah. Meta ben betoch shloshim yom. And it's something that we've already seen invoked here in the Mishnah earlier, and we are now in the middle of Mishnah Vav. Meta ben betoch shloshim yom. What happens if the son dies during the first 30 days? Avishnah tan lakoin yachzir. Even if we paid the coin, the coin has to pay him back. If the son lived till 30 days, past 30 days, and then died, even if he didn't pay the coin, he has to pay him. What happens if he dies on day 30? It's like day 29, and he doesn't owe it. Rakiva says it's a safek. And therefore, if he already paid, he can't get it back, but if he didn't pay, he doesn't have to pay. Now, my Tamar Rabbanan, why did the Rabbanan say that day 30 is for sure like day 29, and it's only once he hits day 31 that he is in the clear, and Chayav? Gamri Chodesh, Chodesh Mimidbar. Because in the desert, in the beginning of Pasif Bamidbar, when Bnei Yisrael were commanded to do the swap for the Levim, they were told, Chodesh Vamala. And once a child is a month old, and anything older than that were swapped out. So Mahatam Vimala, so therefore Chodesh, which is mentioned in the context of Pinyon Aven and Parsha Korach, Fachanami Vimala, it means a month and up, meaning after a month. Rabbi Kiva Masafka, Rabbi Kiva is not sure whether that's the case because, historically, Michta Vimala Gabi Arachin, in the context of Parsha Arachin at the end of Sefer Vayikra, where it says, Im Ben Shishimu Vimala, Im Ben Chodesh Vimala. In every case, says if he's 60 and up, if he's 20 and up, if he's a month and up, and it adds Vimala in all those cases, Vilogam Midbar, and the Torah is not willing to infer from the beginning of Bamidbar and the swap in the desert, and says we need to mention it separately in Arachin. So therefore, we have Shnei Ktuvim, two different texts, Bamidbar and Arachin, teaching the same principle. And what's the rule? Shnei Ktuvim and Bamidbar and Malamdin. You cannot infer it to anywhere else, because if the Torah wanted it to be a general rule, it would have written it once. Odilma, on the other hand, Ki Ein Malamdin La'alma. Maybe you cannot apply it outside of the context. Avol Gufay, within the context of Malamdin, and the context is Pinyon Aben. And that's why Rav Akiva's in doubt. And that's why he says if you already paid the coin, you can't get it back. But if you didn't pay the coin, he can't collect. Amar Rashi, Hakol Modim L'Inyan Avelut Yom Shloshim Ki Yom Shelefanav. Says everybody, meaning even Rabbi Akiva, will agree that if the child died on day 30, there is no mourning. You don't mourn for a child unless he already lived 30 full days, meaning into day 31. And what's the reason? V'amar Shmuel. It should be Damar Shmuel Halacha Kadiv Rameka Ba'Evel. The rule is, and we see this throughout this, the Sugiot in Masachet Moed Katan, we always follow the lenient opinion when it comes to Avelut. And therefore, since the lenient opinion here would be that until a child has lived into day 31, he is not considered a Bar Kayama, therefore if he dies on day 30, we do not have Avelut. Okay, Meita Av B'toch Shloshim. It continues on the same Mishnah. What if father dies during the 30 days? B'chezkat Shlo Nifteh. The assumption is that he didn't pay, because people don't pay early. Achim Yirayash Nifteh. Unless the son later can bring a proof that he was redeemed, and therefore the coin has no claim on it. Achar Shloshim, if father died after day 30, B'chezkat Shlo Nifteh. We assume he was redeemed. Achiyom Relo Shlo Nifteh. Until the son has told your father never redeemed you. Now, who liftot, uvno liftot? Let's say that there's, at this point we'll say, that both father, who was never redeemed and was a bechor, and now he's got a son, he's got to do both. Who kodem uvno? He comes first. Right now we'll assume that there's not enough money to cover both of them. Rabbi Yehuda mer beno kodmo, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, no, the son comes first. Why? Shemitzvato al aviv. Meaning, the mitzvah of this father was on his father to do, and he didn't do it. But he is obligated to take care of his son. That's the way that Rabbi Yehuda phrases it, and therefore he says, if I can only redeem one, I have to do the one that I'm commanded to do, which is my son, and my father didn't redeem me, therefore I'll have to take care of that last. Now, let's see this. What if you redeem your son within 30 days? And I mentioned earlier that this was going to be contested. Here's the issue. Rav Amar Beno Padui. It works. You pay during the middle of 30 days. It works. Shmuel Amar Ein Beno Padui. It doesn't work. Now, the Chule Amar, let's set the parameters of this dispute. Me'ach Shav, if the guy gives the money on day 20 and says, I want this to be valid from now, Ein Beno Padui, then it doesn't work. If he says, on the other hand, La'achar Shloshim Yom, meaning, I want it to be valid after 30 days. And by the way, Me'achshav should also be the case if he just gave it without saying anything. It should be invalid. It's only if he says, I want this to be valid in after 30 days, V'tanu l'ma'ot, and the money is still around after 30 days, V'adai b'no padoi, for sure his son is redeemed. Kipligi, where's the machloket Rav and Shmuel? L'achar shloshim yom, if you give him the money and say this is valid after 30 days, V'nitaklu ha'ma'ot, and in the meantime, the money is spent. So that when day 30 comes, there's no money left. Rav or Rav no Padui, why does Rav say this? The redemption is nonetheless successful. Just like with Kiddushin, in the beginning of the third parak of Kiddushin, we have this case where a man gives a woman Kiddushin and says, in 30 days, these Kiddushin will be chal, and we say the halacha is that the Kiddushin are valid even if the money is gone by that time. So just like over there, in that case, even though the money is gone, the Kiddushin are valid. Same thing here. What's Shmuel's response to that? There, he has the ability to be Mekadeshir on the spot. He's only waiting 30 days for whatever reason he's got. But here, he doesn't have the ability to redeem his son on day 20. His son's not yet, there's no Chiyuv yet. Alright, so now the Alpha Gav the Kaimalan Dochol Echa the Pligi Rav Shmuel, we have a general rule that wherever Rav and Shmuel disagree. Hilchatak Rav be Isurish with Shmuel Bedini, we generally rule like Rav when it comes to ritual law. And Shmuel when it comes to Dini, which is civil and criminal law. And this thing, although it's really both because of the financial component, is like Isurei. So Halacha should be like Rav. Hilchatak Rav Shmuel, we rule like Shmuel in this case. We're not given a reason why, we rule like Shmuel. Alright, so now let's test this psak against our Mishnah. So if the fellow paid during 30 days, and then the son died during the 30 days, the coin has to return it. Tama the mate, it's only because he died. Halo mate, but no padui. So if he didn't die, then the son is redeemed, exactly like Rav. So what's the case? The case is what he said, and the money's still around after 30. That's why the redemption would be good. Toshma, the rest of the Mishnah. If a father died after 30, before 30 days, we assume that he wasn't redeemed, unless we can bring a proof that he was redeemed, which means that it is possible to be redeemed by payment before day 30. The answer is again, we're talking about a case where the father gave the money, said la'achar shloshim, and the money is around. Tani Tana came to Rav Yehuda, and now we have a Tana came before Rav Yehuda and said, Rav Yehuda, remember, was a student of Shmuel and Rav, Habodet b'no b'toch shloshim yom b'no padui. If somebody redeems his son during 30 days, it works. Exactly like Rav. Now, by the way, the Tana could have said, that's in the case when he said, Lachar Shloshim, and the money's around. He didn't say that. So Rav Yehuda said, Shmuel ruled that Ein B'no Padui, and you say B'no is Padui? And this is still Rav Yehuda. Even though we normally would rule like Rav, and that seems to be the reason that the Gemara earlier said, in spite of that consideration, Halacha is like Shmuel, likely because of the Psak of Rav Yehuda. Now, the end of the Mishnah gave this priority system where you come before your son, and Rabbi Yehuda says your son comes before you. Etc. Tana Rabbanan. So we have a Braita that says the same thing. Exactly like our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hakom Odim Echad Alei Kala Chamesh Slayim. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, everybody agrees, everybody meaning Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim agree, that if there's only five Slayim there, the father's estate, man's estate, only five Slayim, who could have known? He has to take care of himself first, by time mitzvah the day adif, because he has to take care of his own mitzvah before he can redeem his son. Kipligi, when's the Machloket? Echad Eika Chamesh Meshua Badot V'Chamesh Bnei Chorin. There's a total of 10 Slayim in the estate, but five of them are meshubad because the father took out a loan and somehow there's five slayim worth of land that are on a lien to the shibud. Now, here's the kicker. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Milvaktuba Torah Kichtuba Shtar Damin. We saw this in the previous podcast. Rabbi Yehuda says, a Milvaktuba of a Torah, like Pidyon HaBen, something where the Torah obligates you, it's as if it's written in a shtar. You have no better shtar than the Torah. And what's the halacha of Milvaktuba Shtar? You can collect from meshubadim. So therefore, v'didei, so his own debt, what happens, arzavotav mishabdi. The coin can go and collect it from the lekuchot because his shibud is earlier. His shibud goes back to when this man was a 30-day-old baby. Uvahani chamesh mechoin, so the other five that are free and clear, park lebre, he can use to redeem his son. And Rabbanan hold like the position that we saw invoked earlier, that a written a milva that's enforced by the Torah is not called milva shtar, it's called a milva alpeh, and therefore you cannot collect from lekuchot, and therefore there's really only five available to redeem, and therefore the consideration is that he should redeem himself, and that comes first. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to spend the next podcast looking at some coinage and different coins. In the meantime, we'll pause at this point and wish everybody a wonderful day.